This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show in the Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. Our guest today is Amir Kamarudin, CEO of Utopia Co-Living. That's Utopia spelled Y-O-U-T-O-P-I-A. They're a property management company using co-living as a concept. He'll be talking to us about what Utopia Co-Living is all about, the benefits and the concept of co-living in itself. Thank you for being on the show, Amir.
Hey, Sim. Thank you so much for having me here, man.
All right. So talk to us about Utopia Co-Living. What does it do? How did it start? What's it all about?
Utopia is our aspiration to create a non-judgmental environment where people can really be themselves in. And the idea started when we realized that there's a rising of a deep, dark social issue that many are not really aware of. And this disturbing social epidemic is actually loneliness. And we've got like 264 million people worldwide suffers from depression. And one of the causes of depression is actually loneliness. And just to put things into perspective, 264 million is 8 times larger than the population of Malaysia. Sim, guess what is the leading cause of death for young people at the age of 20 to 30 years old?
I believe it's taking their own life.
Absolutely right. It's actually suicide. So it's very, very disturbing that we are more and more connected than ever in the human history with the rise in social media and other communication platforms, but often feel more and more alone. So in Utopia, our aim is not just to provide beautifully furnished units and rooms, all inclusive utilities and all that, but we want to move further beyond that. We want to provide a space that people feel belonged, where people can have genuine interaction, face-to-face interaction, and feel comfortable at where they are. So this is done via our activities, our communities, and our events. And we generally aim to reduce all these disturbing numbers. So yeah, that's what Utopia is all about.
Okay, so you are a property management company and you guys are using co-living as a concept. Let's start with co-living first, because I think for Malaysians, the term co-living has been used quite loosely. Can you give us what is your definition or what's Utopia Co-Living's definition of what co-living is?
I think co-living is where people are living in a community, having the community as the foundation and connection as the foundation of the property management company. So if you can see nowadays, more and more companies are using the term co-living. So I can divide this into the hardware and the software of the company. If you look at the hardware of the company, the renovation of it, the look and feel of it can be very co-living-ish, meaning that it can look very beautiful. The rooms can be very nicely renovated. But in terms of software of it, this is where the co-living part comes in the picture. This is where events comes in. This is where the engagement between tenants within the co-living community comes in the picture. So I think it's dangerous for people just to throw around the word of co-living without actually touching the software part of it. So co-living is more about emotion and the connection between people, because ultimately we want a longer tenancy period for people to stay and to have better mental well-being.
But then how is it different for you guys in the terms of, like, you guys provide the platform for people wanting to rent a room, wanting to live with a community? How different is it from, say, another person just looking for a house by himself and renting a house, or someone having a house, renting it out to other people, or other, like, you know, what's the edge that you guys have compared to other property management companies that list out rooms to rent and people rent from them?
Right. Most of them actually, they rent out the rooms to you and then off they go. So for us, it's kind of different. So in order to answer this question, we need to have some like, let's imagine something. Let's imagine you, Sim, for example, a younger version of you, a fresh grad of Sim. And let's go back in time where you got, where are you from, Sim?
Sorry, I'm from Sarawak, actually.
That's perfect. So you're from Sarawak, your family is in Sarawak. So you travel to Malaysia to work, and generally you will stay alone, or because you started to work, this is the fresh grad Sim, yeah? So he will actually stay, rent a room and stay there. And every day, the routine will be exactly the same, whereby you will wake up in the morning, have breakfast alone, go to work, come back, and then you tapau your dinner and have your dinner alone. Sometimes you try to go to the gym, but it's no fun, you realize, because there's no friends to push you around, to push you, you know, to up to your max level. And then at night, you start to scroll social media and then you go to sleep. So this repetitive routine is actually very common for most of the people. Now, this routine for the first few weeks is going to be absolutely fine. However, if we push this routine to 3 months, 4 months, then they will start to feel lonely. So this is the part where normal room rental does not care about, but we care about. So living with us, you would have the opportunity to connect and join events, activities, if you feel like it. So we have a great balance between privacy and also connectivity, face-to-face interaction. So whenever you feel like you want to talk to someone, there's always an activity for you to join. Whenever you feel like you want your personal space, you can just chill in your room and you can have absolutely privacy there.
Okay, so looking at Utopia's offerings, there's a few points that I'm trying to understand. Let's start with the process. I'm interested to rent a room. I'm interested to live in this community that Utopia provides. I can apply on your website. What happens after that? Like, how, between me looking at a website to actually moving in?
So you will contact us. There's a number there for you can contact. And then we have dedicated community managers at our buildings. So these are the people who will assist you in terms of moving in and also viewing the room before you move in. So they will actually bring you around to see the room for the viewing. And we will do some pre-checking, some background check, some background financial checking as well, to determine the deposit option that you have. We offer zero deposit for people. And this is through, you know, partnership with some financial institutions. And it's great. Deposit is usually when you want to move into to a new place, it's usually 2+1, 2 months. And it's very, very heavy for people, especially for the young ones.
In another model, the more common model is, I rent out a room, or the landlord rent out a room. You can somewhat still choose the person you live with. But in this sense, your arrangements, the full control of who me, my neighbor is with you guys, right?
No, actually, we will actually inform you who are staying in which room. So you know the background of them.
Okay.
If you're not comfortable, that's the beauty of economies of scale, because we have multiple units in the same development. So you can have the option to actually choose another room if you are not happy with the current roommates that you have.
And how many developments do you have now? How many rooms do you have in totality, and how many have already been taken up?
Currently, we have more than 300 rooms. The occupancy rate is more than 80%. And we've done this strategy whereby there's pre-booking strategy. And we've successfully had investors that we've managed to make the units fully tenanted even before the unit has been completed. So I think that's really it. People are excited about this concept because I think younger people, younger generation people nowadays are looking for beyond just room rentals.
Yes, indeed. The communal activities that you mentioned earlier is very tempting, and we will get into that after this. We're going to take a short break for some messages. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9. Welcome back. You're tuned into The Property Show in the Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon, and with me today is Amir Kamarudin, CEO of Utopia Co-Living. That's spelled Y-O-U-T-O-P-I-A, Utopia Co-Living, a property management company that uses co-living as a concept for its business model. Now, earlier in the conversation, we were kind of getting to know a bit of what Utopia Co-Living is all about, what they do, what kind of offerings they have. And from our conversation, Amir, I noticed that a lot of the offerings and the benefits that you've spoken about is very appealing to millennials and fresh graduates. Am I correct to assume that that's your main target market and perhaps even a bulk of your tenants?
Sim, you're absolutely right. So let's look at some interesting trends on this as well to support. In 1970, the average age of marriage for male is 23 years old and for female is 21 years old. But in 2018, the average age of marriage for male is now 30 years old and female is 28 years old. And we can also see more and more younger people prefer to stay alone. So this naturally increased the population of single people in Malaysia and also worldwide. So this segment, they're naturally attracted to co-living because of the lifestyle. But what's more interesting for me is that I see that there's more potential target market in the future. In Malaysia, we have 50,000 divorce cases every single year. And I feel that there might be a potential for co-living for single parent to cater for this segment of target market. And of course, when talking about single parents, you would need to have very good childcare. So talking about kindergarten, nanny service, nursery and all that. The other potential target segment here is elderly. So life expectancy in 1970, the average is 63 years old. But in 2020, male is living up to 75 years old average. So female is living longer, 79 years old. So those are the trends. And I feel that, you know, these two emerging target will come soon.
How do you manage conflict and privacy between the tenant? How do you ensure safety as well? Because I'm sure that's a concern to a select group of your tenants as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's a good point. First and foremost, we have rules and regulations that they need to comply with. So we have a list of house rules. And we've also got our community managers who is dedicated there in each building. What the tenants usually do is whenever they face any issues with or conflict, for example, with other roommates or housemates, then they will actually contact the community managers and we will try to solve it. And having the economies of scale gives us flexibility to move them around within the development itself. So that's a good thing to have.
So these people that rent the rooms, they are paying directly to you. You are somewhat the landlord, right?
Correct. We are representing the owners of the property. But we are the front face of the company. So we will do the collection of monthly payment and also collection of utilities and Wi-Fi and cleaning and all that.
Yeah, because why I brought this up, because sometimes in conflict and disputes, these also fall into the issue like payment, these don't want to pay damages and everything. And Utopia would be the ones managing it and kind of like that. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's so hard to rent houses and stuff like that, because of the conflict between housemates and stuff like that about who pays what and what pays what happens. So I guess Utopia would...
Correct. And the biggest issue of that is because there's no middle person. When you rent out from a normal platform, for example, there's no middle person to handle those issues and those conflicts. But having that middle person really helps sort out a lot of things.
Talk to me about how COVID impacted Utopia Co-Living. Did it help? Did it help it in any way, or did it actually present it more problems?
Surprisingly, we are quite neutral about this. We were not really affected by it. But ultimately, COVID is a game changer. And I'm glad to see more and more companies are realizing that they don't need to invest in expensive offices for the job to be done. But of course, it will depend on the industry, like education, consulting, and even financial services now. They are opening up to the idea of work remotely. And the rise of the gig economy, that's also very helpful. So we've got web developers now, code writer, you know, TikToker, vlogger. So those are really pushing it out. And these people can really opt in for co-living because we have a dedicated working space for them. And in terms of sustainability, even once the pandemic is over, I think co-living will still be relevant, especially because co-working or the ability to work from home is only part of the component. But the other bigger part of the component is the making connection, making networks, the building a meaningful community. So that stays and that will attract more people to join us.
That means you guys provide co-working spaces or spaces for working as well. It sounds like that's the case.
Correct. We do. And the space is equipped with all of the requirements, for example, printers, scanners, super fast internet, comfortable working spaces. So people can actually just, go down. They have a private dedicated space for them, for them to do work.
Is there a standard pricing mechanism for your room rental rates, the variation in terms of room? Do you offer multiple variations, maybe someone a bigger, someone a smaller? I mean, can you give me a breakdown on that?
Correct. So first and foremost, it will depend on the development where you are in. So currently, the one that we have is in Damansara. So the price range will be from 500 ringgit to 900 ringgit, depending on the size of the rooms. And this, you're paying not just for the room, but you're paying also for all inclusive utilities. You're paying for Wi-Fi, you're paying for cleaning, and you're also paying for the activities that Utopia organizes, and also the co-living space, co-working space that you're going to have if you want to do work. So it's all absolutely included in there.
Okay, so with your 80% occupancy rate, I mean, are you guys looking to expand? I mean, what's next for in terms of Utopia's plans to increase its capacity?
I think occupancy rate will definitely increase to more than 90%. We are starting to work with companies now to explore this partnership. That will absolutely help. But in the future, having more locations in more developments, that will definitely be of help as well. So there's two models that co-living usually does. The first model is this spread out model. And the second model is an integrated model. The spread out model is the first one where you have many units all over the place, but you don't have many units in one building. Now, the downside of this is it's very hard for you to conduct activities because people, your tenants are everywhere. So we opted for the second model whereby there's economies of scale. And, the cost of fitness training, for example, can be reduced significantly when everyone is in the same building. So there's so much potential and possibilities that we can do if we have economies of scale in the second model that we're using.
Okay. And speaking of events and such, I mean, can you give me some examples of what are the kind of like events, the kind of like activities that you guys offer to your tenants?
So we've got movie nights usually, so in-house movie nights. And then we also go out, outings for movie outings. That's super fun. Barbecue, hiking, we have educational talks, investing talks, investments. And we have, we even had PlayStation competition once. So now that we are in the stage whereby the tenants will suggest to us what they want to do, and then we will just like, hey, come, we'll help you coordinate, but you will, lead all of the things. So that's very exciting. And I can see that more and more tenants are really happy with this.
But has the pandemic make it hard to do this? Because, in the onset, the idea of events and gatherings was kind of scary.
Very, very. So we have actually pivoted to a model whereby we did everything online. So the hangout session still goes on, but we actually use Zoom during the pandemic. So recently, last week, we had a couple of activities already, just chilling out, talking about hot topics, all right, relationship topics, investment topics. And tenants really feel glad about it because some of them have depression. They do need someone to talk to. And the fact that there's someone there, there's a platform there, it really is a game changer for them.
So I feel like the connection that you guys help create and help promote is a very important part of your branding and what you guys do. How do you plan to expand on that? How do you plan to strengthen these connections that you're building, even more so as you grow as well, because then you have more and more people.
Correct. So currently, everyone, if someone can move around, the tenant can move around within the development itself. But once we have multiple developments all over Malaysia and all over the country in the future, we would have like a utopia passport whereby tenants can now go to, you know, Utopia Thailand or Utopia Philippines and get the rooms, get the exact same fun experience of Utopia that they get here. And I think this will really open up the network effect of the co-living and the tenants within the pool of Utopia itself. So that's going to be exciting.
And that's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show, Amir. That was Amir Kamarudin, CEO of Utopia Co-Living. That's Y-O-U-T-O-P-I-A Co-Living. I'm Sim Wee Boon, signing off for the morning run. Up next, the 10 a.m. news bulletin and then Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.